Kondapalli is an industrial town near Vijayawada city, Andhra Pradesh, India. With nearly 38,000 population covering an area of 1.5 square kilometers. It is about 20 km by road from Vijayawada on National Highway 221 and on Hyderabad to Vijayawada railway line. The word Kondapalli gets its name from the shepherd named Kondadu who showed the site to the king Kondaveedu Reddy. And hence it was called Kondapalli. The town is known for two major things, that is, ancient Kondapalli fort and its locally made toy craft Kondapalli Bommalu. Kondapalli fort of three stories was built in this place during the regime of King Annavema Reddy in 1360 AD. It was however during the rule of the Kutub Shahis that Kondapalli gained paramount importance and fame as a hill fortress. The 37 sultans rechristened it as Mustafa Nagar. Later, the British East India Company considered it as a strategic location and a military school existed here till 1859, as revealed by the historic records of Andhra Pradesh in general and Vijayawada in particular. A village 16 km from Vijayawada city is known for what have come to be known as Kondapalli toys. They may be of either god or goddess, ordinary folk or even birds, vegetables and fruits. The most appealing aspect of the toys is their pure simplicity. An attraction at Kondapalli is a 14th century fort said to have been built by the founder of the Kondaveedu Reddy dynasty. The famous Kondapalli toys are made of softwood known as Tella Poniki. These toys are also made up of sawdust, tamarind, sea powder, enamel gums and watercolors. After the toy is carved on the wood, a paste made of tamarind, wood and sawdust is applied for giving further shapes and attaching limbs etc. to the toy. This paste is also used for giving the final touch. The toy is then left for a day or two to dry after Sudda, a white lime color, is painted on the toy. When the toys are dried, artists color the toy. Two sets of Kondapalli toys are most prominent. The village set constitutes toys of various occupations of people in the village. The artist chose colors symbolizing the character of the image. The influence of Islamic idiom is prominent in some of the toys. It is believed that these artists had migrated from Rajasthan. This can be known from their craft, which has the influence of 17th century Rajasthani style in features, pointed nose and veil over the head. There are several processes involved in the making of Kondapalli toys. In fact, it is very interesting to watch these beautiful toys being made. The craftsmen first carved the puniki wood to give it the shape of a toy. One is amazed to learn that this white colored wood is specially grown in and around the village of Kondapalli for producing the Kondapalli toys. The wood is stuffed with sawdust and tamarind seed paste. When the right shape has been given by chipping the surface, the toys are painted. The Kondapalli toys, which are made for the international markets, are painted with the traditional vegetable dyes. If the Kondapalli toys are made for the domestic market, oil paints are generally used, and if they are being made for a special occasion, then enamel paints are used. The colored toys look very beautiful, and no one can resist the temptation to purchase one or two as ornamental pieces. At a time when the traditional crafts of Andhra Pradesh are struggling for existence, it is very encouraging to know that the demand for Kondapalli toys are in rising demand in national and international markets. The price of the Kondapalli toys is pleasantly surprising. Apart from the village of Kondapalli, they are found in state emporiums and in handicraft exhibitions held in various parts of the state. Children will surely love to receive the Kondapalli toys as gifts. The Kondapalli toys in the form of palanquin bearers, caprinized elephants and farmer couples are aesthetically appealing and provide a valuable insight into the culture of the state as well. They are indeed very admirable.